Kaepernick throws to the left. Caught by Streeter at the 10. First and goal at the 10. Kaepernick takes the snap. He's going to look. Throws a slant to the left. Caught by Streeter. Touchdown, 49ers. And now the 49ers are going to go for the win. Motion man. Streeter runs. Kaepernick takes. Rolls to his right. Kaepernick looking back at the end zone. Pump fakes. He's going to run. Dives. He's in. The 49ers have the lead.
These last two runs for Colin Kaepernick. Tremendous desire getting in the end zone.
21 seconds left. 49ers up 22-21. Goff stands in. Throws one to the far sideline.
Pick.
And it's intercepted.
Every time we gonna punch hard. Play for you, play for you, play for the man next to you.
Welcome to 49er Way presented by NRG. It's our season finale. It's been a trying year for the 49ers. But what a way to finish it would be to end a dry spell against the Seattle Seahawks this weekend and finish a season with a victory for the ninth straight year. So with the new year upon us and holiday season winding down, we look back at all of the giving back done by the 49ers organization in a packed month of December. And Niner Talk had a fun new look this year. We got to know the personal side of players. We'll take a look back at some of the best moments. One of my favorite parts, you know, actually, I think my favorite part of 49er Way is hearing the game. We strive so hard every week to have a player or a coach mic'd up to bring you the sounds of the National Football League. Well, last week in Los Angeles, a treat. DeForest Buckner, number one draft pick, ending up a strong first season in the NFL, wore the microphone for us. So let's listen in now to Defo, mic'd up.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Come on.
Let's go to Warner.
Let's get him in.
Big Trent. Let's get to that, baby. Hey, let's win on three. On three. One, two, three.
Bring him out. Bring him out. Bring him out. Bring him out.
Throws the slant, intercepted, 49ers. Running it back, Brock near side, 40, 30. Brock to the 20 and is cut down by Goff just inside the Rams 20. Kaepernick takes the snap, looking to throw. Throws out on the backfield, it's Hyde over the middle, 10. Hyde goes right to the 5 and he's in. Touchdown, 49ers on the pass to Carlos Hyde.
That boy Jared Goff, man, I get him in my sights. Oh my goodness. That's what I'm talking about.
That huge wingspan of DeForest Buckner got in there.
Oh, man. Keep getting rid of that ball, man.
Goff is going to go down at the 31-yard line. DeForest Buckner.
He just slips by with that arm over to the B gap outside of the guard. Goff had nowhere to go but try to escape, and Defo, DeForest Buckner, ran him down.
Finally got him! Got him! Oh, you got him! Got him! I'm happy for you. Hey, you're going to Wildcat. Come on, Tripper. Come on, baby.
Kaepernick can run. Kaepernick has a 49er touchdown.
Get out, Cap.
Kaepernick, complete to the 10.
Come on, baby.
Throw, catch made. Rod Streeter has a 49er touchdown.
Ah! Oh, yeah.
Two-point conversion for the lead with 31 seconds left.
We're going to win.
Rolling, running, and in for the two-point conversion.
Hey, get back.
22-21 49ers. 21 seconds left. Throw. And it's intercepted by Rashad Robinson. And the 49ers sideline erupting with joy.
Hey, go get it, baby boy.
Our final one-on-one of the year. Sitting next to me, the voice of the 49ers, Ted Robinson. As we have our chat at the end of each season, Ted, how do the players turn the page? How do you turn the page from a disappointing 2016, refocus into a clean slate in 2017?
The first word that comes into my mind is quickly. You want to turn the page on this quickly. Look, we all understand how disappointing a season this has been for the faithful, for the players, for the coaches. When you walk into the lobby of 49-49 here and you see five Lombardi trophies, you have reason to see this is an extremely proud franchise. And obviously this season doesn't live up to that level of pride. So now we're all going to watch and see what will be done to address that. The most telling comment and conversation I had during the year was probably 3-4 weeks ago with Glenn Dorsey. And I was just asking Glenn, you know, what he thought was the key to the run defense solidifying there after those string of weeks where opposing teams were running very successfully against the 49ers. And Glenn said, basically, we got to the point where we said, enough's enough. And I thought that was it, because it wasn't about scheme and tactics and all. It was about this. And I think that was very telling to me. I think that's an organizational position that a lot of faithful would like to see the 49ers adopt, is to say, hey, look, this is enough. And we are going to make every effort, which I believe will happen, but we're going to make every effort to ensure that we return to the glory of the 49ers.
Any losing season, there's potential for change at the coaching staff. There's potential of change in the front office. What goes into those decisions after a season like this?
I think the ultimate decision-making point is, can we improve with the status quo? Can we keep the current team in place and expect to improve? The decision last year was clearly made by the 49ers that they didn't feel that the coaching staff could stay in place and improve. They changed coaching staff. I think we're all waiting to see what decisions are made in terms of the entire decision-making process and the coaching staff and the players coming up for 2017. The harsh truth is that the 49ers took a step backwards in 2016 just in victory total, and that's how this is ultimately measured. It can't be acceptable for this proud franchise to take a step backwards from what was already a disappointing season.
And the shift of focus turns to the quarterback position. We saw two quarterbacks this year, Blaine Gabbert and Colin Kaepernick, going into week 17. They both had one win apiece. How would you evaluate the quarterback position in 2016 and what could possibly come in 2017?
We came into 2016 expecting this to be a Blaine Gabbert year. Blaine Gabbert, statistically, played well the second half of 2015 and had some very good games against the NFC West rivals. With Chip's offensive pedigree and the system and all, there was hope that Blaine could continue to progress and be a good starter in the NFL, and that clearly didn't happen. So now you get, I think, an unexpected opportunity for Kaepernick to come back and resurrect his career. We've seen flashes, but nothing on a consistent basis. And you've tried to build the team the last couple of years, I think, using the run game as the foundation. At the same time, you've been trying to regroup and refit your offensive line. That's still a work in progress. I think there are growth pieces there. But until that happens, the result is an offense that just doesn't produce enough to win in today's NFL.
When you look at a couple of the draft picks this year that might be signs of optimism, DeForest Buckner, 6 sacks. Rashard Robinson got his first pick against Los Angeles, sealing that win. Have you seen positive signs from them throughout this season?
Certainly. Those two are the prominent defensive names. Look, you have two players step in and be. Buckner's been an every snap player this year. Extraordinary. You always hear about the rookie wall, or in college, the freshman wall, because a player plays a level of play and a quantity of play they've never played before. And Buckner's done that this year, playing at the highest level and playing an extraordinary amount, and he hasn't wilted. That's a tremendous tribute to DeForest Buckner. Rashard stepped in and done a nice job in the secondary and clearly shown growth. It's why he was drafted. There's reason to believe he's a guy you go forward with. Garnett has stepped in to be a starter second half of the year. And when you look at Garnett and Trent Brown together on the right side, you still think, okay, that's something that the organization can go forward with. Zane Beadles was a terrific pickup this year, and his value has been so immense down the stretch when he's played three different positions and been the leader of that O-line while Joe Staley's been hurt. So there are pieces you see to grow by. It is essential that the 49ers fix the quarterback position, and then secondarily, it is essential to me that they fix pass rush. You have to pressure quarterbacks, and we've now seen the 49ers play two straight seasons without really being able to pressure quarterbacks on a consistent basis.
It's not hard to find excitement in a top five pick, what's likely to be the number two overall pick, the 2017 NFL Draft. When you name those two position groups, the pass rush and the quarterback, at number two, have you seen anything this year and any names that might be on your wish list this year come draft day?
To me, it's not about position. It's about a player that impacts the game immediately and that forces the opposing team to worry about them. My personal view is that the 49ers, with their top draft picks, plural, need game changers. And right now, I think that's been the shortfall for the last two seasons. The 49ers have lost the top-tier players, the guys that force the other team every week to construct your game plan around worrying, where's so-and-so this week? How are we going to defend so-and-so this week? That hasn't been the case here the last two seasons. Still to come on 49er Way, the 49ers give back. Our players and staff took time out from their busy holiday season to warm some hearts. And later,
Quentin Patton, a.k.a. Lil Pat, Patton Boy, QP. Any other nicknames you got?
Hey, Lil Pat on the track. I know you heard that bass line.
So, how's everything going?
It's going, my man.
We'll take a look back at Niner Talk. Welcome back to 49er Way, presented by NRG. While all of us celebrated the holiday season with our family and friends and loved ones, so do members of the 49ers organization. But as well, the team collectively celebrates the holiday season with so many events. Many of them took place right here at Levi's Stadium. And I could go on and on about helping out expectant moms without shelter, helping out young families who would not otherwise have presents to unwrap. But rather than that, why don't we show it to you? The best of the holiday season of 49ers Community Relations, it's this week's Freeway. Still ahead on 49er Way.
We're back on Niner Talk in the great outdoors. I can redo that. That was terrible.
Wait for a little plane to buzz by.
Probably like a dance or an electric one, maybe. I don't know. I've never been to one of those.
She has that music.
What do we have?
Katy Perry.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Very nice. So, look at you now. NFL football player gets to enjoy cheese fries from Broke Something.
Welcome back to 49er Way, presented by NRG. Another enjoyable part of this program all season long has been the backstage look we've tried to give you at 49ers players. Take the helmets and the pads off. What do they like? What do they want to learn? What are they striving to do? Hey, you heard about Antoine Bethea and his fashion tips. Jimmy Ward likes cheese fries. Quentin Patton with Connect Four. There have been so many enjoyable looks at the 49ers behind the scenes. So guess what? This week, for our season finale, we went to the cutting room floor to give you a mashup of this year's Niner Talk.
What's up, everybody? We're back on Niner Talk in the great outdoors. I can redo that. That was terrible.
All right.
What's that?
Sound check.
Cameras on the same time. Yep.
And I gotta remember how to play this song.
Wait for
that little plane to buzz by.
Quentin Patton, aka Lil Pat, Patton Boy, QP. Any other nicknames you got?
Hey, Lil Pat on the track. I know you heard that bass line.
I just didn't want to drop it while everyone's watching.
Oh no, you'll be fine.
Who is each other's favorite tight end all time NFL history?
I would say my brother.
Oh, Jason Witten. So, how's everything going?
It's going, my man.
Woo! Ooh! Believe it or not, I once played athletics.
Yeah, I mean, I like him a lot, but, you know, just because he's my brother.
Dude, but we talk about him way more than you
know. I know, we do.
Hey, this is the first time I've ever done it.
Use your hips.
Use the hips.
Your hips.
He's comfortable. Yeah. So at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. You being comfortable, that's his look, that's his style, and, you know, looking good.
All right. We're trying to get you to throw some shade out here, but we're not going to get it.
Yeah.
We're not going to get it. We'll get further down the list.
Further down, yeah.
If your teammate could go to any concert, what would it be?
You know what game was a favorite of mine growing up?
What?
Candyland.
Candyland.
How do you like Candyland?
I like Candyland.
Yeah, you like candy?
I love Candyland.
Yeah, that was a good one.
If I had to choose one, gosh. Probably like a dance or an electric one, maybe. I don't know. I've never been to one of those.
She has that music.
What do we have?
Katy Perry.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Very nice. So, look at you now. NFL football player gets to enjoy cheese fries from Broke Something. Is that okay? We fix that. Keep going. Don't rock the table. We're going to rock the boat. Is this distracting you at all?
A little bit, but that's fine.
Dude, how awkward do I look? On a scale of 1 to 10.
Who's the worst at social media?
I don't even have Instagram.
Well, that makes you ineligible for this question.
Yeah. I have Twitter, but I don't use Twitter.
So you're not on social media.
I would say we're equally bad.
I use Facebook.
Okay.
I use Facebook.
I'm not a pool today. Facebook.
You want to do a play-by-play on my swing? Go for it.
Wait, are your shoes actually golf shoes?
Yeah, these are golf shoes. Nike Dunks.
Oh, my God.
Pretty fly, right?
That's classic.
Thank you.
I'm not even wearing golf shoes, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, you said style. It's like, you can't play good, might as well look good.
Hey, we'll be 2 for 2.
Don't worry about that. That's
2 for 2.
2 for 2.
So that is a wrap on 2016, a season the 49ers very much want to move on from and will do so quite quickly. But we thank you for joining with us, for being faithful all season long. Special thanks to Will Blackwell and Nick Burton of 49ers Studios, who put this show together on a weekly basis, and of course to the Grand Poobah, Rob Albarino. Throughout the offseason, follow the team. All the social media platforms, 49ers.com, will keep you updated on all of the offseason news. And before you know it, it'll be draft time. A whole new class of 49ers will be coming on board. Until then, we thank you so much for joining us and being with us for this season of 49er Way, presented by NRG.